If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
I think that's close to where the shooting was.
Such a wacky, wacky story.
Yeah. Weezer, a little bit of Weezer. The bassist for Weezer, his wife, shot yesterday in Los Angeles.
Yeah, her name is Jillian. She's 51 years old. The story just gets wackier and wackier, but we'll let the news anchor try to explain it to you.
New details tonight on the Eagle Rock hit and run turned officer-involved shooting. We now know the woman who was shot was a resident and not one of the suspects. And according to TMZ, that woman is also married to Weezer band member Scott Schreiner. This all started around 3 yesterday afternoon following a hit-and-run crash on the 134 freeway. According to the LAPD, the suspects ran into a nearby neighborhood. As officers were searching for them, one woman, 51-year-old Jillian Schreiner, came out of the home with a gun. Police asked her multiple times to drop it. She then pointed it at officers, and officers shot her in the shoulder. Schreiner was taken to the hospital and treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. She was then booked for attempted murder. Only one of the three suspects were arrested, and police are still searching for the others.
I'm trying to figure this out.
So
what happened?
Weird. Okay, here's what I think happened, but I'm not sure. Okay.
Me either.
I think I'm in my yard. Okay, I'm going to be Jillian. Okay, I'm in my yard.
Or in your house.
I'm in my house. Okay. I'm in my house. And I hear this all this ruckus, right? And I see this guy, and he runs through my property. So I grab my gun, right? Because
Gotcha.
I know the police are behind him, but I grab my gun because he's like right on the corner of my property, right? And then he strips down to his boxer shorts. He jumps in my neighbor's pool, and then he starts watering their lawn.
So you have no... Wait a minute.
He did that.
They had water their lawn in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that part of the story.
Well, he started watering their plants.
Gotcha. All right, so you're in your house, and you hear this accident out front, and it's a hit and run. You don't realize that, but the people start running from the cars, so you're scared to death. Yeah. You don't know what the hell's going on. Cops are starting
to
show up.
And I have two kids inside.
Sirens are going off. You got a couple of kids inside. You're scared to death. You grab your gun, and now you're figuring, this guy could be anywhere. He could be anywhere.
Right.
And so when the cops get there, they come to your house because they think the guy might be in your house,
well,
right?
He's run past my property right in the corner.
Yeah,
I've seen him.
Watering the plants.
Yeah, he's watering the plants. And so I have my gun out because I don't want him to come into my house.
Exactly.
Right? So I'm pointing my gun towards that direction. Well, then the police come through and they're like, put down the gun. And I'm like, well, I think he's right over there. And they're like, put down the gun. And then I don't do it because my brain is fried because I just don't know what to do. And then, bam, I get shot in the shoulder.
What a story.
Is that crazy?
Wow. That was far better than that reporter did, Jamie.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's why I was on the movie Rockstar.
That's right. You're an actress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
SAG actress,
All right, let me ask you a question.
Not saggy, but screen actress.
Everything you said there sounds like this woman was just so confused and accidents happen, okay? But the part where she comes out of the house with a gun, and you're being told to put it down, but you point it at the police.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Okay, just making sure.
And so then she went back, after she got shot, she went back in the house like an idiot, and she got her nanny, and then her nanny came back out with her hands up.
After she was shot?
Yeah.
You can put your arm up after being shot in the shoulder.
Listen, none of this makes sense.
I'm trying to do that right now.
My elbow. I think she was so in shock, you know, and that adrenaline. Like,
I think that's exactly what happened. Like, she couldn't even comprehend what was going on, let alone hear the police probably tell her to put the gun down.
And my thought is she was grazed and not, like, full impact.
It's hard for me to imagine that police standing in front of you with their guns drawn, and you've got a gun, and you point one at the police officer. It's hard for me to say that you're confused. I think that you need to put the gun down.
Well, obviously, we're going to see the cameras, right? Their chest.
Body cam.
Yeah. Because I don't know if she had cocktails. Yeah. I don't know if she was stoned. I don't know if she was sober. But I promise you, just like you said, BJ, not to reiterate, but if a cop tells me put down a gun, I'm putting down a gun faster than you can imagine. Yeah.
If I'm confused, all of a sudden reality sinks in. When I see a cop with a gun telling me to put it down, I don't aim my gun at him. That's not what you do. Now, I will tell you this. I'm a little bit surprised on something. Because in that report, they say she's been charged with attempted murder.
Yeah.
I thought attempted murder, that you actually fired the gun or you stabbed somebody and they survived. And that's attempted murder. I didn't realize that you could be charged with attempted murder just for having a gun and pointing it.
Yeah.
So I got a feeling that part of the charge is going to be lowered as they get into this and realize the confusion of it all.
What a crazy story.
She was in bad timing. Just bad timing.
I feel like she was like stoned out of her mind.
I do too.
You know how like stoners, I apologize if you're a stoner, but sometimes you guys get really confused. You're like, whoa, is that a gun pointed back at me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have a gun in my hand.
Yeah.
This is probably really bad.
Yeah.
Because everything is in like slow motion. So she was probably like, okay, I'll put it down. But it took her an hour. Right?
And when you saw the story yesterday, or when I saw it, but I'm sure it was this way for you too, I had to read this thing and listen to it like four times.
I did too.
Because I could not figure it out. At first, I thought she was in the car and she was part of the hit and run. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. And then I didn't know that she was in a house and came out with it. I had to go through this story like four times because it's got so many working parts to it.
And you're not the only one, because originally they thought the suspect that was shot was one of the people involved in the hit and run. They didn't know it was an innocent bystander that was in her house.
Oh.
So that's why they said new details.
All right. So three people ran from the car.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
What's that situation this morning?
Last night, there were still two on the run.
Yeah. They caught the guy, obviously, that was in the
That
next
was watering the plants.
Yeah. They caught him, obviously.
I guess they said that he wanted to fit in. So he stripped down to his boxers or whatever, and he jumped in the pool, and then he's just watering the plants like,
This is my house. I'm just out here gardening.
Yeah, he must have been on something, too, because, I mean, if you're running from a hit-and-run accident, don't stop and water the plants. I mean, come on, man.
I'm surprised he had enough time to find the hose and turn on the water.
I know.
Like, that's a whole lot in this story.
There's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
I thought you were joking about the watering the plants.
No, it really happened.
I'm still fogged. My mind can't even comprehend this whole story.
And then out of all of that, some chick gets shot? Like, it's just so weird. It is so weird.
And it's like
story.
Weezer. The basis of Weezer. It's his wife that got shot.
I know.
That's crazy. Weird. And it happened right near Beverly Hills.
Where I want to be.
Crazy story. Wow.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay. Is she okay, though? She's going to survive, right? She's all right.
They haven't even said, I don't know, actually.
Really haven't said.
I said yes, but I don't know.
I haven't heard an update on her. I don't know if she's in the hospital or what's happening right there. All right, BJ, Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Casey, working on the wedges, working on that short game. It is so important here at Augusta National. But that's a good point, Bobby, that you can still turn aggressively through the shot.
Yes, watch. That's right. There's
and me. As you choke down, you're slowing the club speed a bit.
I know, but she's singing and
definitely
they're talking.
Different ways to do it.
Let's head down to Amanda. She's with Mark Leishman.
Yeah, Mark Leishman.
Well, that's the lady that was sleeping Rory McIlroy.
The lead in 2013.
That Amanda girl looks like a hawk.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Today's the Masters. Oh, crazy. Yeah.
BJ's watching the Masters.
He is watching
the Jamie White show today.
Yesterday. I was just listening to BJ listen to it, if you will. Yeah. They were analyzing the trees, you guys. It was fascinating. You know, there's some tree branches, Bobby.
Did you know on the fifth green that the grass grows toward the north?
Whoa.
So when you're south of that, you have to put uphill for the most part.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to put a little bit more speed on it.
You're right. Yeah. Yep. Mm.
That's what they said yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Somebody's mad at me for doing my impression of a stoner.
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Don't say that.
It wasn't insulting, was it? I mean, you get a little foggy.
Let me read this. You really have a false narrative about stoners, quote unquote. People that smoke weed regularly function perfectly normal. See, that's the thing about...
Okay. No,
I think
don't.
That's Fidel's
number.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I have a master's degree and partake, and you act like your white claws don't make you sound as dumb as you impress on the air. Yeah, but I don't drink white claws when I'm at work.
If you're on the air and you're drinking white claws, it's going to make you sound dumb, probably. Yeah, more than likely, you're going to slur a little bit. But anything that alters you is... can be a problem.
Let's
all be honest here, okay?
And I was actually, this is funny, this came out yesterday. It's the three addictions that should be like pointed out, but everybody is okay with them. There's three addictions that people are okay with, but they should be pointed out. And one of them was sports betting, because everybody has the app on there, you know? Yeah. And people, oh my gosh, like some people get crazy. Like one kid, it's really bad in colleges right now. One kid stole his grandma's, all her money.
He could bet?
So my son was telling me, like, all these kids are now on sports betting at the college. Anyway, but everybody's like, oh, it's just sports betting, fine, whatever.
With sports betting, though, I can tell you, it can get bad, because I know a guy that lives over on Spruce Street in Littleton, Colorado, and it's really bad. It's really bad. I know him well. I know him well. That sports betting can catch up to you, man.
Well, it's accepted, right? Like, everybody's okay with it.
Well, it's no different than playing the stock market to me.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Exactly.
It's all a gamble.
Shopping addiction, everybody accepts it, but it's really bad. And I know somebody on Ward Street that I know that girl really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
You know her?
I know her.
Do you know her as well as I know the guy over on Spruce Street, Littleton?
Yes, I do.
It's making sense now. It's making sense, okay?
I know this girl on Ward Street, and she has a shop.
Is that WARD, Ward Street?
Yeah, Ward Street.
I know her too, I think.
Yeah, she has a little shopping issue, especially with the Chinese tariffs. She went crazy yesterday.
She did.
She bought like hair clips and all the stuff that's made in China that she knows she's going to need.
Yeah, you got to stock up on that.
I mean...
Carson.
Yeah. No, I said you got to stock up in general. You got to stock up.
Okay, I was like,
no, that's
said,
not
you
me.
Gotta, yeah,
I don't live, not I'm not going to give out my address.
Ward Street? Get out of here.
No, that's the lady on Ward Street. She bought all kinds of like hair clips and rubber bands, all the stuff you need that's from China. And because it's right now, it's $2. She told me it was $2 for like 20 of them, but it would go up to 14.
Would you say it's dumb of her?
No.
You wouldn't say that, would you?
No.
And then I would say it, but you wouldn't say that,
and
would
then
you?
The number one addiction that people are okay with is marijuana.
Yeah.
And that's the other one. Right. So, yeah. I don't know anybody on that. Well, I know this guy.
I know a couple.
I know a guy.
I don't know anybody who's on marijuana.
He lives over on Alice Street. In Denver. Alice Street. That's where he lives.
Right. Anyway,
I saw a story this morning. Did you know, and I had no idea, that bartenders everywhere, all over the place, that there's a certain drink when you walk into a bar that you order, you're automatically red flagged. You are a problem.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Long Island iced tea.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story this morning that bartenders everywhere, secretly within their circles, that if somebody comes into the bar and orders a Long Island iced tea, they're automatically red flagged that person's going to be drunk on their ass and they're going to be a problem before the night's over.
They go down so smooth. I mean, it's really like...
I don't think I've ever had one.
Really?
Yeah.
They're delicious.
What's
Everyone
in it?
I know who wants to have one is going in there to get, like, tanked.
But what's in it?
Yeah.
There's some whiskey.
Like seven whiskeys or seven different liquors.
I thought it was like a mild drink.
No.
It sounds Arnold Palmer.
Strongest drink he can get, just
about. It's
got
gin, tequila, vodka, white rum, cola, triple sec, lemon juice, and gomi syrup.
Wow. Well, that gummy syrup will kill you.
Yeah. But it literally, like, it tastes so good, and you can barely taste the alcohol, even though there's a ton of alcohol in it. And you stand up after a couple of those, and you haven't stood up for a while.
So there's no tea taste?
It tastes like tea.
It tastes like tea, but it has, like, four shots worth of alcohol in it.
I'm not seeing any tea taste in it.
That's the crazy part, is, like, when you mix all this stuff together, it tastes like tea.
It says a splash of cola and some lemon juice.
But there is literally no tea, zero tea in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I didn't know that. I thought there was tea in it.
I did, too.
I
thought it was, like, an Arnold Palmer that was spiked.
That lady that lives over on Ward Street, she thought it was, too.
I really have never had one. I'm not even kidding.
I don't know if I ever have or not. Huh. I can't remember.
Good. If you have two Long Island iced teas, you're not making it home.
What? Sorry?
If you have two Long Island iced teas, you're not making it home without getting in a new
one. You sound like you had one.
I know.
The way you said that?
Yeah.
That's like, I love it. Yeah. They say bartenders, they know that you're trouble. You are trouble. You're either going down face first.
Wow.
Or you're going to start a fight. Something's going to happen with the Long Island iced tea drinkers.
I feel like it's a person that I know. He always orders water, and it's just straight vodka, and they know that.
Oh,
and because I know this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he goes, they go, do you want your usual? He goes, I want ice water, and I'm always like, that's so good. Well, no, it's pure vodka.
Oh. And the bartender knows.
Yeah, but I think that he's like being this great stand-up guy having water.
He wants you to perceive
They put it in a water glass for him.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's not the lady on Ward Street, is it?
No, God, no.
BJ and Jamie.
For bankruptcy, the weight management firm has been struggling to stay relevant.
Uh-oh. Weight Watchers is going bankrupt.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, Ozempic put about a business.
Ozempic, Wegovy, all those things, all the semi-glutide compounds, they put about a business. That's what they said that. They said that the reason why is because there's a really quicker, easier way now. And
that's pretty much admitting isn't it?
I thought Oprah bought it.
I think she did. You're right about that.
Did she lose
her
ass?
I forgot, but, that's a lot to lose. There's a lot there to lose, right?
Weight Watchers is reportedly close to filing for bankruptcy. The weight management firm has been struggling to stay relevant as the weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic have soared in popularity. The company, which offered nutrition and behavior change programs for weight loss, bought a subscription-based telehealth platform Sequence in 2023 to expand into obesity drug prescriptions. But it is not enough, it looks like, to keep the business.
You know they saw it coming, too.
They said that they bought into that other company. They bought into the, a Teladoc.
They had to do everything they could to try to save the thing.
So here it says that Oprah does not own Weight Watchers anymore, but she was a big shareholder and a board member. And since she stepped down and donated her shares, according to news reports.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I knew that she had gotten involved at some point. But
she made $221 million.
Oh, she did?
Selling Weight Watchers.
She loves bread. Wow. Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
I love it. Every time I eat bread, she pops into my head. I bought a French loaf or whatever. And in my head, I was like, I love bread.
I love bread, too.
Yeah, I know.
All right, you were talking about that lady that lives over on Ward Street.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that you know very, very well.
That likes to shop.
Likes to shop or whatever. And she ordered, what was it again?
So because of the Chinese tariffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hair. Clips, like, you know, I call them chip clips.
Right.
But did you know, by the way, my kid was telling me this, that you should not drive with a chip clip in your hair, like one of those big clips, because it has metal in it, and some lady, the back of her head hit the backrest, and the metal part of the chip clip went through her head, through her skull.
Okay, that makes sense now. Yeah.
So now I'm freaked out.
It's not good.
No, it's not good,
not good at all.
So don't have.
Should come with a warning.
What does your wife call them? They're not chip clips, but they look like chip clips.
Yeah, because they're massive.
Yeah, well, and they bite like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they have
potato
teeth
chips.
On them.
I get it.
So,
anyway, wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So she ordered how many now?
So it comes in a pack of 20 for $2.
Wow.
What?
Now,
do you think a lot of people are doing this? Do you think people are looking at this going, because didn't Amazon say that future packages coming out of China that they're either going to cancel or slow up or something like that yesterday?
I don't know.
Yeah, it came out yesterday that Amazon said that the packages coming out of China would either be slowed up or future packages would be canceled completely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I know a lot of people are transporting their stuff to Where would it be? You know, not the Philippines. Somewhere where the whole tariff thing is cool. Like, yeah. Apple just shipped 300,000 phones over there.
Apple shipped 6 cargo planes full of phones.
Wow.
6.
Where'd they go? Remember?
They brought them to the U.S., I think.
No, they took them to a different country.
Hang on a second. I got it right here. Okay. 600 tons of phones. All right. They're from India.
I think they took them to India, right?
It says they took the phones from to the United States from India.
Oh, that's yeah. not what the
so they came
is
here
in.
From the from India.
Hmm.
Yeah, before the tariffs kick in. So that's a lot of phones. 6 cargo planes. They're planning on selling every right. one of those.
Man.
That's unbelievable.
That is crazy, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, does this hurt Amazon? Does it hurt Temu? You got to figure it's going to, right?
Oh, I'm sure Temu's done.
Freaking out.
Yeah, because that.
And
yeah.
I just joined Temu 2 days ago. Come on, man. Where's my patio umbrellas?
Jamie, they're not chip clips, they're claw clips. Okay, oh. Well, listen, chicks, don't drive with them in the back of your hair, the claw clips, because there's that metal little coil in there and it can go through your brain.
That's scary.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So now I unclip every time.
Good move. Tabloid trash coming up next here on the program. Weezer, man, they're in the news this morning, and we'll tell you exactly why.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Coming up, hang on.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I can relate. Oh, no. This is a text. I can relate to that, man. the only way I can stand my wife is with the Long Island iced tea.
Oh, my.
Wow. No kidding.
You might want to make a change.
Wow. Yeah, and delete that, because if she goes through your phone and sees that you texted us that.
Oh, radio station.
Yeah,
that.
Right? That you just texted us?
Oh, she knows by now. She can't hide that.
You think so?
No.
Somebody said a lot of places have Long Island iced tea happy hours.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so that's funny. Well, you've heard of Long Island iced
tea. Yeah, but Long Island iced tea to me seems like one of those drinks, and I don't have one, so I don't really get it. But it seems like one of those old school drinks. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's like a gin and tonic, you know?
Or a Manhattan.
Yeah, it's a guy like 65, 67 years old walks into his favorite bar that he goes to every day, and he gets his Long Island iced tea.
That's funny because, you know, now that I think of it in my circle, you know, the girls, nobody's ever ordered one.
Really?
Nobody's even thought. No, they order that weird drink in that copper cup.
Oh, the Moscow Mule.
Yeah, that seems to be a favorite.
Oh,
yeah.
Long Island iced teas, they were my jam in college. They
really?
They were so good. Because they go down so smooth, and you really can't taste the alcohol. And by the time you have like five, you're like, whoa! Yeah, I'm invincible!
Five? Five? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know about five.
On the campus.
That's like 20 shots.
Yeah, I don't think you can do five.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Welcome to my liver in college, dude.
He probably could in college.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he's in the ER for alcohol poisoning, but that's fine. That's fine. I have to tell you guys some behind-the-scenes stuff that's happening here at the Radio Ranch. It's kind of hilarious, actually. So it's very busy here, right? Because I even got scolded by my CPA, Ron, because I'm writing him about like stuff about taxes because my taxes are due, and he's like, hey, listen, we'll figure it out, just do your job. And so between what? Me, because I'm texting my accountant.
Oh,
you're not even paying attention either.
Yeah, he's watching the Masters over there.
I know. So that's the other part of this, and that actually worked perfectly.
Yeah.
So I'm texting Ron, who's like, get back to work, do your tablet trash or whatever, don't worry about it, we'll figure it out. And you're over there watching the Masters, which was very evident just then.
That was a terrible putt. Awful. I mean.
So it's very busy here. Very, very, very busy. Oh, my God. All right. Let's see here. A couple of things to talk about. We won't need to play it, but Justin Bieber, he's not doing okay. He seems very off. And yesterday he's at Coachella and he was going into a coffee shop and he was just pointing at all the photographers going, money, 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 money.
He was getting in their face.
What was he meaning by that?
Because they get money for taking his pictures.
Oh, for selling his photo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Money, 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 money. Huh. It is really bizarre, to tell you the truth. And then BJ showed me a picture of how Haley was driving him on a golf cart, and he was in the back of the golf cart like she's the chauffeur.
Passenger princess.
Isn't that great?
It's so bizarre. Ed Sheeran, let's see here. He talks about how he has no pizzazz. People were asking him, hey, you think you'd ever do the Super Bowl halftime show? He said he has literally no pizzazz at all.
There was a conversation about 10 years ago to go on with someone, and I think that would be the only way that I would do it. I don't think English artists are like... I mean, there are some that have the pizzazz of Super Bowl, fireworks, dances, blah, blah, blah. But me going up there and being like, here's the A-team, and here's Perf... I just, like, no one wants to see that. Say, like, if it was Beyonce's show and she had all the kind of bells and whistles, and then there was a moment where we sung Perfect together, that makes sense to me. But me, I don't know, I can't picture myself doing it.
You know, 10 years ago, I agree with him. I don't think so either, 10 years ago. But he's come so far.
He's so relevant.
He's so big. He's got so many friends that he could bring on stage. I think he could do it easily.
Kanye West is mad that he has never been invited to the Super Bowl. Kanye West took to X to explain why he has never headlined a Super Bowl halftime show. He said it's all Taylor Swift's fault.
What?
I was never allowed to do a Super Bowl because of three movements. George Bush don't care about black people, the Taylor Swift movement, and wearing a MAGA hat. Those are why I've never been asked to... No, it's probably because of the other stuff you wear, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's other issues.
When I saw that tweet, I literally couldn't believe that it was real life. Like, it's just, it seems so fake, but it's like real. He's so crazy.
He is crazy. He thinks it's George Bush, Taylor Swift, and his MAGA hat. That's why he's not really. I mean, you say that you're a Nazi. That might be part of the
and
problem.
And you're trying to sell merch of all things.
Yeah, exactly. And you wore a KKK outfit the other day. I mean, we got some issues there, buddy. It's not Taylor Swift or Bush. or a MAGA hat. My God. That guy. Somebody's got to
help
there's
him. Probably about a 50 reasons why.
Yes.
If you think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. We talked about this earlier. It's just so bizarre, you guys, this whole thing with the Weezer bassist, Scott Schreiner's wife. It's kind of too long of a story, but so these three guys, they were running. Three guys walked into a bar, went said, ouch.
No, that's not the story. Right, let me play the story.
Okay,
it explains
okay,
everything.
Okay,
therefore, we can just move on.
Okay,
all right,
good,
here's
good.
The story out of L.A. yesterday.
New details tonight on the Eagle Rock hit and run turned officer-involved shooting. We now know the woman who was shot was a resident and not one of the suspects. And according to TMZ, that woman is also married to Weezer band member Scott Schreiner. This all started around 3 yesterday afternoon following a hit-and-run crash on the 134 freeway. According to the LAPD, the suspects ran into a nearby neighborhood. As officers were searching for them, one woman, 51-year-old Jillian Schreiner, came out of the home with a gun. Police asked her multiple times to drop it. She then pointed it at officers, and officers shot her in the shoulder. Schreiner was taken to the hospital and treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. She was then booked for attempted murder. Only one of the three suspects were arrested, and police are still searching for the others.
Hmm.
Crazy, right?
You got three guys here that were the original culprits. Now she's charged with attempted murder, and she wasn't even part of the
I
hit
know,
run.
That's what's so crazy about
weird.
The story.
And the other guys are going to get off, probably. No time whatsoever.
Attempted
get out
murder.
Of trouble. And she's got attempted murder now and shot in the shoulder.
So what we've learned from this, folks, is if the cops are pointing a gun at you and you're pointing a gun at them and they tell you to put it down, I would go ahead and do that. Yeah.
That's new information this morning.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that, you know?
Yeah.
That you got to put the gun down. that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we're like reading Rainbow, the more you know.
Yeah.
And then finally, Prada bought Versace.
Huh? What?
Yeah, Prada.
Who,
Prada, the label Prada.
Oh, Prada? No, Prada. I don't know the label.
You don't know Prada?
Do I look like a Prada guy?
Well, your wife would know Prada.
Yeah.
You probably know Prada.
You've heard of it.
There's
yeah.
a movie about it.
We have Panda.
Panda?
Panda.
Yeah. No. Maybe it does say Prada. I've always thought it said Panda.
No, it's Prada.
Prada.
Prada. Prada just bought, and I say this because my son thought Versace was Versace.
Yeah.
Because we were walking by a store, and he's like, oh, Mom, let's go into that fancy place, that Versace. And I was like, well, we're not allowed there now.
That's no different than me thinking Panda,
yeah,
is
I know,
it?
Yeah. So Prada bought Versace for $1.3 billion.
Ooh, that's wild.
For clothes and purses. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So maybe now it's going to be what would it be? Prasashi.
Prasashi.
Prasashi. Yeah. Oh, it's where? In Italy. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning.
BJ and Jamie.
From the beautiful Belco Studios. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Nice timing. That was good. That was really good. You said that whole thing. And
oh,
then,
it did?
Then he sang and... That was good.
That wasn't intended.
That was really good, though.
Just accidental.
It was amazing.
It's just accidental. By the way, Nuggets, no head coach. They go out and win last night.
That is crazy.
I say
sad.
You don't hire anybody. I say you just leave it that way. Let the team just run themselves. Run amok.
Well,
run amok, I say.
And if I'm the coach, what I say in my own head is, look, I've already coached them up. And they know what to do, and so that's why they won, because I already did my Look, my job here is done.
I've always felt like those guys in the NBA, and maybe the NBA in, as well as baseball or football, whatever, but I've always felt like the NBA, that those guys don't listen to a coach.
Well, it's interesting, because I watched that whole Netflix series. Now, the young guys really do. They're young guys.
But
they don't,
LeBron.
No, he totally.
The Joker.
No. No, they don't. They already know what they're doing.
Like, get out of the way.
Yeah, they actually, in that Netflix series, they actually coach up the younger guys and tell them how to do it. Yeah.
We don't need a coach.
Yeah, so.
$12 million we save, right?
I know, right?
A year.
Yeah it's perfect.
All right, this 911 call with the McGriddles. Have you heard this?
I have not.
I haven't either.
What is it?
I don't know. Spadil, what exactly is it?
This guy had like an intruder like rooting around his house, and when he called 911, he could hear the operator going, yeah, I want a McGriddle. Yeah, thanks.
Well, and the first time, like he called several times and no answer at all the first time.
911?
Yeah, uh-huh. And his wife and kid, 5-month-old kid, are at home, and she called him freaking out like someone's trying to break in. She's like, all right, I'll call 911. No answer for the first like 6 times. And then they finally pick up, and the girl's ordering breakfast.
She's hungry. We'll play it when we come back. Okay. I haven't heard this. But Carson and Spadil love it. Okay. They love it. Okay, so we'll play it when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.